Today's message, the title of it is Satan Has Power, But God Rules. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would touch my lips, that you would give me the words to speak. You know, I spent a lot of time in prayer asking for your leading for this message. And Lord, I believe that you led me to this scripture and to these words to share. And I just pray that they would be your words and not my words. Hide me behind the cross. Lord, open up the people's hearts and souls to receive your word and speak to them. Speak to them this morning with your word. Lord, I pray that it would be a word of encouragement, as I believe many are going through struggling times and they need your encouragement. And Lord, I pray that that's what this message would be today, that it would be encouragement to them. Lord, I pray that you would touch them right where they are. Lord, I just thank you for all your many blessings. I thank you for this church family that we have, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be looking at Job chapter 1 and 2 today. And as we look at Job, we need to remember that we live in a fallen world. Many times I've looked at the story of Job and kind of confused in it because we kind of wonder on our own standards and our own thoughts, why are all these bad things happening to such a great man? But we really need to look back and remember that we live in a fallen world. And all these things take place because of sin. It's not because of Job's sin, but it's just the fact of sin in the world itself. And as I start there, I want to read Job chapter 1, verse 1 and 4 and 5. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their fasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." This did Job continually. We see here Job is a God-fearing man. If you also read the verses in between there that I read, you can see that he was a very wealthy man. He had many sheep and camels and donkeys. He had 7 sons, 3 daughters. And you can see here that they would gather together to celebrate. It's oftentimes thought that they were celebrating their birthdays and would gather together the sons and daughters. They would have a feast and there would be drinking. And Job would rise up early and offer burnt offerings for each one of those children and for himself and for his family. And these are things that Job did all of the time. He did them continuously for his family. He was a good man. He was faithful. He lived what he believed. And then you see how all of a sudden, after this, we see this background of Job and how he's been blessed and all these great things. He's faithful. He's a man of God. And now here's God. He's having a meeting with the sons of God. And Satan shows up also. Now, Satan has been walking on the earth looking for people to destroy because that's what Satan likes to do. He's walking to and fro throughout the land. And God says to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And we can see here in Satan's response in Job 1, 9 through 12. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side, Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But pour forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. So here Satan claims that the only reason that Job is faithful is because God continues to bless him. He says, you know, if you take those blessings away from him, Job will no longer be faithful to you. He will curse you to your faith, or to your face, is what Satan is saying to him. You know, faith for prosperity or rewards or faith for blessings is not really faith. What I like to call that is a job, okay? I go to work and they bless me with a paycheck. I get up and I go to on time, I put my hours in and they pay me for each one of those hours. Faith in God is not that we have faith so that he will give us something in return. That's really not faith. Faith is having faith in God when he's blessing us and when we are going through hard times just the same. That is true faith. Otherwise, it's much more like a job than faith. Kind of interested me, and as I was studying this, to see this, that Job and Job, how much they relate to each other. It's like, wow, I've never seen that his faith that he had as Job, what Satan tried to say it was really his job, okay? And so he's challenging God and saying he's really not faithful. He's only faithful because he continues to get blessings in return and you give him rewards for what he's done. And God says, no, not my servant Job. That's not how it is. And God allows Satan to have power over Job's things. He says, I will allow you to touch all of his things, just not Job. So we can see that God gives Satan this power. So Satan uses it. He has no problem using this power. He jumps right in there, full force. The Sabaeans, he sends them to steal the oxen and asses and kill his servants. He sends fire of God, most likely a lightning storm. But it wasn't just any normal lightning storm, because this storm killed 7,000 sheep and all the servants but one that were watching the sheep. He also influences the Chaldeans to come and steal Job's camels and kill the servants all but one. And then after that, a great wind. Satan has power over the wind that he sends, knocking down the house of Job's oldest son, killing all of his sons and daughters. We see here what kind of power Satan has when God allows him to have the power. He has no power except what God allows him to have, but yet he is very powerful. And we need to recognize that power, because that power is coming against us as Christians and as believers as well. God allowed Satan to have this power, and he used it. And yet Job 1:22, we read, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. I guess Satan was wrong, because here we see Job still stayed faithful after losing everything. You know, a lot of times, maybe if we were in that situation, we would think, oh, poor me. But here's Job, that he's still faithful to God and doesn't sin in this situation. So after this, Satan comes to God once again. God's having one of these meetings and Satan comes. And it almost seems to me like God is kind of bragging on Job. He's like, see, look, there's my servant Job. He's been faithful. He's been faithful. You've stricken, you've taken all these great things away from him. You've taken all these blessings I've given him. You've taken them away and he has nothing now. Except him and his wife. He's lost his children, his possessions. You've taken them all, and yet he's still faithful to me. Job does serve the Lord in good times and in bad times. But you know, Satan still isn't ready to give up and say, yes, Lord, you're right. No, he doubles down and he says, yeah, but you know what? If you would just attack his body, he will surely curse you to your face. So God says, okay, Satan, I'll give you permission to hurt Job's body, but you just can't kill him. So Satan takes advantage of this opportunity and he inflicts Job with sore boils from head to toe. So bad that he scrapes these boils with broken pottery. I can't imagine what these boils would be like. I kind of think of when I have poison and, you know, you get it between your fingers and it itches and it's so sore and you just want to like tear it open, but yet it just keeps spreading. The more you itch it, the worse it gets. And I'm thinking that these boils were probably much the same. And here's Job in all that pain, scraping his body. And yet we see in Job chapter 2, 9 through 10, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? So here once again, Job still stays faithful to God, even after being punished bodily. We see here through these verses in chapters 1 and 2, we see that Satan has power when God gives it to him. He has power of the wind and storms. He has the power to influence other people. He also has the power to cause ill health. You know, and sometimes we might look at all those things and we think and are discouraged because all this power that Satan has, and why would God allow those things? But even with all that power that Satan has, we still know that God rules. We can see in Job chapter 1, verse 10, that he rules with a hedge of protection around Job. We also see how Satan needed to come to God for permission in the first place in Job 1:12 and 2:6. How Satan had to come and ask for permission to be able to do anything to Job or to anyone else. And even there, when he was allowed to attack Job, God put limits on Satan every time. He controlled how far he could go, how far he could take it as far as attacking Job. And one of the things that we need to remember is that Satan hates God. And in effect, he hates God's followers as well. But knowing that God rules over him, we can see in 1 John 4:4. It says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Holy Spirit that we have inside of us is much greater than any power that Satan has here on this earth. It is God's power inside of us that brings us to victory, even when Satan is attacking us, even when we might lose our job or our house or our possessions, God is still greater in us than all of those attacks that come from Satan. And as believers, we're going to be attacked. Satan hates us. If you are willing to be faithful to God, it is like automatically putting a target on your back that Satan is shooting for. It doesn't matter what it is. Satan wants to destroy you. Because Satan was destroyed when he rebelled against God. And what he wants to do more than anything is drag everybody else down with him. He knows where his final destination is going to be. And that's where he wants to take everybody else to it. He doesn't want to see people faithfully serving the Lord. He doesn't want to see us having joy even in the hard times. But that's what God wants to provide for us. That even when all these terrible things happen, we can still have joy in our lives. It might not always feel that what we have inside of us is greater than what is in this world. But aren't you glad that salvation doesn't go by our feelings? Because there's a lot of times I don't feel good enough. And there's a lot of times I'm not good enough. But one thing is always true. Jesus dying on the cross is always good enough. It's not about my feelings. It is about what Jesus did on the cross, though. And when he died on that cross, he was victorious over Satan. There is greater things to come than things of this world. There is things to come that I don't think that we can even fathom what they'll be like. But the only way that we are going to see them is if we are faithful, even in the hard times. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. God will allow us to be tempted. He's going to allow us to be tested by Satan, just as Job was. But we can see in the story of Job, God put a limit on what Satan could do. Because God knew what Job could handle. He knew where he would still be faithful. He gave Job the opportunity to stay faithful. Just like in our own lives, when Satan comes and attacks us, God will allow us to still be faithful. Is it going to be hard and difficult? Yeah, it's going to be really hard. It's going to be some of the hardest things we ever face in our life is to be faithful in these hard times. But God will give us a way to get through it. In all these trials and temptations, God will be faithful. He will provide for us in each and every one of those times. He will not prevent all hardship, but he will help us through all of them. He will never let us alone. A lot of times I think today more than ever, people think of God as just handing out blessings. And that's not really God. Oh, he does want to bless us and he will bless us in many ways. But here on this earth, we still live in a fallen world. And that sin that has entered into this world has consequences. Sometimes with storms and natural disasters, sometimes from attacks from other people. and sometimes with health problems that we get stricken with. But no matter what those hardships that come our way, God will always be faithful to see us through it. Satan does have power, and sometimes it seems like he has a lot more power than he should. But you know what? I serve the Lord that rules over Satan and his power. And that is where we can be faithful, knowing that God has the power over Satan even. Even when all those storms come, God is even more powerful. Let us close in a word of prayer. Brother Wayne, would you close us in prayer?